Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And as spring is fast approaching, I'm going to cook something which symbolises it in all its glory. I'm going to cook lamb in a red wine sauce with potato rosti. Hello, and I'm The Unseen Cook, and as I said in the intro, it's nearly spring. Well, that's the theory anyway, but it doesn't feel like it outside at the moment. But with spring comes everything new. We get blossoms and we get sun and we get new flowers and we get lambs, baby animals, lots and lots of baby animals. And one of those baby animals is lamb. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook some lamb today. And what I'm going to do with it is I'm going to cook it in some garlic and rosemary with a red wine sauce and potato rosti. Now, I've done all sorts of potatoes on here. I've done roast potatoes, I've done mashed potatoes, I've done Dauphinoise potatoes. I don't cook rosti all that often because it can be a bit of a dark art. If you get it wrong, then it can go quite badly wrong. But it is doable. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to do it now. And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to do a red wine sauce. Now, you may remember that a couple of weeks ago, I did pork chops in a pan sauce. Now, this is very, very similar, but you are going to use red wine and you're going to use some of the herbs that you use to marinate the lamb, etc. So what we'll do is we'll pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, now firstly what I'm going to do is I'm going to marinate the lamb. So what I've got here is I've got a couple of sprigs of rosemary and I'm just going to strip the leaves off of the stalks. And then I'm going to chop those relatively finely, so just very quickly. Right, that's nice and finely chopped. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to pop that into this bowl. And then I'm going to crush in a couple of cloves of garlic, two or three cloves. You don't need masses of garlic, but you want a decent amount to give it some flavour. Crush that in. And then I'm going to glug in a decent amount of olive oil. Now what I have here is I have some lean lamb steaks. Now you can use any kind of lamb steaks, lamb chops, you know, any of that kind of thing. But I'm using lean ones because I don't particularly like fatty lamb. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pop those into this olive oil with the rosemary and the garlic. And then I'm going to turn them all over and around so they're nice and coated in all of that. And then I'm going to set them to one side. Now while that's marinating, I'm going to make the rosti. So what I've got here is I've just got some normal potatoes. I'm just going to peel those. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to grate these. In my experience, I've tried this numerous ways in the past, and in my particular experience, I've found that grating potato, if you're doing rosti, is a bit of a fine art. If you grate it with a grater that's too coarse, then the pieces of potato just don't stick together. I don't know why, but they don't. If you grate it with a grater that's too fine, then you end up with too much moisture and the potato doesn't stick together properly. So in this instance, I'm using my food processor and I'm using the medium grating blade. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop these potatoes in. I'm going to do them one at a time. So I'm just going to go. Right, so that's a potato grated. And what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take that potato out, and as I take it out, I'm going to squeeze it out into a bowl. You want all the liquid to come out of it. I'm going to squeeze it into a separate bowl. You can do this through a cloth. You'll make sure all the liquid is gone. And then what I have here next is I have a couple of shallots. I'm just going to top and tail those. You only need about two of these shallots. And then I'm going to finely chop these. And I'm going to put in some pepper and some salt. And then I'm going to mix the shallot in with the potato. I'm just going to mix all that around. Now, technically, you can just make these into little cakes and cook them. They don't have to be a defined shape, but I find that if you make them into defined cakes, they're a bit easier to handle. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of this mixture, and I have here a cookie cutter. And it's just a round ring cookie cutter. And I'm going to take some of this potato, and I'm pop that into the middle of the ring. I'm going to press it down, and then I'm going to lift up the ring, and there you have a defined rosti shape. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch on the oven, and now while that's heating up, I'm going to part cook these rosti. Now first of all, what I've got here is I've got some butter, and I'm just going to quickly grease a baking tray. And now I'm going to heat some butter in this frying pan on a kind of a medium-ish heat. You want the butter to melt, but you don't want it to sizzle too much. Right, that's more or less melted. Now what you want to do is you want to brown these on both sides. Now because they're quite delicate, I'm going to lift them up with a spatula and then just slide them into the frying pan. We're going to do flip these. Okay, so those are partially cooked on both sides, and then what I'm going to do is just pop those out and pop them onto my greased baking tray. And now I'm going to put these into the oven. Okay, so while that's cooking, I'm going to cook the lamb. Now what I'm going to do is I'm not going to put any oil in this pan because the lamb's been marinating in oil, so you don't need any more. What I'm going to do is I'm going to heat this pan, and then what I have here is I have my lamb which I marinated, or have been marinating. I'm just going to lift that out, and as I lift it, I'm just going to brush off all the rosemary and the garlic. I'm going to brush that back into the bowl because we're going to use that in a minute. Okay, that's getting nice and hot now, so just pop that in. Now obviously it depends on how rare or not rare you want your lamb. When you turn it over, you kind of want to cook it for a couple of minutes on each side, not overcooked. I'm going to turn those over. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to take them out. And I'm going to pop those on a plate. And then I'm going to cover them with foil. Okay, so what I've got here is I've got another shallot. So I'm just going to pop that in the food processor. Pop the lid on, and then I'm going to chop that. And then I'm going to switch on my pan again. I'm going to put it on medium this time because I don't want this to burn. And then I'm going to throw in my chopped shallot. That around, and what I'm also going to do is I'm going to throw in the garlic and the rosemary from the marinade. And it's a little bit more olive oil, but it's okay. Stir that around, just soften it a bit. And now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in some red wine. Now, you want about a glass, but I've got a little bottle, one of the 150ml bottles. Throw that in, and what that's going to do is going to deglaze the pan, so it's basically going to get off all of the meat juices from the bottom of the pan. And I'm going to reduce that, and while I reduce that, I'm just going to boil the kettle. I started boiling it earlier, so I'm just going to quickly bring it back to the boil. And I have here a chicken stock cube. Just going to pour the water into there. And you can turn this up now. Right, that's reduced nicely. What I'm going to do is throw in this chicken stock. And again, you want to reduce the liquid. Okay, so that's reduced down nicely now. Now what you have is you have a couple of options. You can turn off the heat and you can stir in loads of butter, but it easily separates when you do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour in some double cream, and then that will thicken it nicely. I'm going to stir that until the cream incorporates, and it's going to thicken the sauce. Okay, so that's reduced down nicely and it's thickened. And what I'm going to do is take that out. And I'm going to pour that into a jug. then I'm going to get the rosti out. Yeah, it looks to have cooked nicely. And then I'm going to serve that. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap. To make lamb with rosemary and garlic in a red wine sauce and potato rosti, place some finely chopped rosemary and crushed garlic into a bowl and add a generous amount of olive oil. Mix together well, then place the lamb steaks in the bowl, turning to coat with the marinade. Meanwhile, peel the potatoes and grate in a food processor. Remove and squeeze out any excess liquid, then place in a bowl. Finely chop a shallot, then add to the bowl with the potatoes. Season generously with salt and freshly ground black pepper, then form into cakes using a round cookie cutter if desired. Heat some butter in a frying pan, then fry the rosti until browned on all sides. Remove to a greased baking tray and place in a preheated oven and cook for approximately 25 minutes. Remove the lamb steaks from the bowl and brush off any excess garlic and rosemary back into the bowl. Heat a non-stick frying pan on the hob, then fry the lamb steaks on all sides for approximately 3 to 4 minutes. Remove to a plate, cover with foil and leave to rest. Reheat the pan, then add one finely chopped shallot and the rosemary and garlic from the marinade. Cook until soft, then deglaze the pan with the red wine. Add the chicken stock and reduce. Stir in the double cream and stir until thickened. Pour into a jug, then serve over the lamb with the rosti. So that's lamb in rosemary and garlic with a white wine sauce and potato rosti, unseen.